For me, was the special tournament for me. I played two sets, the same level against Dominic Thiem. I think he's the second or third best player in red clay. So for me, the level is very good in this moment. And after Roland Garros, I'm very, very happy.
Marco, can you talk about playing another player with the who also plays a single-fisted backhand? Is it easier or is it more, you know, is it more difficult?
Yeah, it's difficult, but I think the backhand of Dominic Thiem, I think he's one of the best backhand in the world.
And also, in the second set, you started running around your... is that something that you do all the time, or was it because of the way he was playing and his tactics?
Yeah, I had two set points, and I think he won drop shot on backhand, so I have so many chances also in the second set against Dominic Thiem, so I played the same level, and it's good for me today.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about the second set. Is it very frustrating for you that you didn't win the second set, because it seemed to be that you might be turning the match around in your favour?
Yeah, if I won the second set, I think it's totally different the third set. But after the loss, I go a little bit down with mental and physically. I play so many matches, so I think it's normal.
You've got to the semi-finals of Roland Garros. What do you have to do to maintain these fantastic standards? What is it about your game that you can look at and say, this is what I need to work on, or these are the things which brought me so much success?
Yeah, for me it's a special semi Roland Garros. I think for me it's very important today because I play against Dominic, so I need more work for go top 10 or top 20. So these matches was very important for me, and I need to speak with my team, and I want to work more for go top 20.
Marco, what is the best memory, the best image you will keep from this Roland Garros?
I think today all the Philippe Chatrier every points said Forza Marco, so I think this is the best moment for me. Against Dominic Thiem is top 10, and today all the people was for me.
Marco, what do you think can Dominic achieve in the final if he play the way like he play against you?
Yeah, I think it's possible to win the Roland Garros against Rafa or Martin Del Potro. I don't know who won, but is have so many chances to beat the Rafa or Del Potro.
You've had some incredible performances here at Roland Garros. How proud are you of your performances here over the last 2 weeks? What does that mean to you? And also, have you learned something about yourself that will help you in future?
I think I started 2 months ago, no, the last 2 weeks, because I won also Budapest last month. So I start to play very well in Monte Carlo, I think. And so every week I play very, very well. And I think it's more different from last year. And I want to continue like this.
What does it feel to play on this special court, Philippe Chatrier? And do you like to play on grass?
Today was unbelievable for me, all Philippe Chatrier full. So for me was the first time, and it's special for me. In grass, I don't know. We will see.
Marco, can you explain us the secret of your drop shot, please?
No. It's my secret.
Just will you change your schedule on the next week, or you keep the same tournament?
Yeah, of course. I need some rest, and maybe I play Eastbourne before Wimbledon, and after I go to play Wimbledon. And with this ranking, is totally different my schedule of tournament. So after Wimbledon, I go to play Umage, Hamburg, and after I don't know. We will see.
Do you think you will have a special welcome back to Italy?
Yeah, I think yes. Especially in Palermo.
Do you think over the last few months and here at Roland Garros, you have proved to yourself that you can compete against the best players in the world week in, week out?
Yeah, I think it's possible to complete it in every day, I think, because every match I played very well against top 10, top 20, top 30. So now I think positive, and maybe I can go also top 20.